This morning on WCHL, the UNC School of Law dean is calling it quits.
We have an important mission to keep public legal education affordable, and by relative standards, we're still doing that.
Carolina's Board of Trustees will swear in the school's next student body president this morning. And if you're traveling this Memorial Day weekend, you should keep your eyes open for a new mixture of fuel that could be harmful to your car.
It can damage your engine. It can invalidate your catalytic converter.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of the traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, it's an uphill climb for the UNC baseball team now after they dropped Game 1 of round robin play last night to the Florida State Seminoles. And
when is your preferred start for Carolina football?
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL and even 70 degrees this morning. Mostly sunshine today, slight chance of rain later on in the day, but really hot. Look for a high today in the low 90s. He's been on the job for nearly 2 months now, but UNC student body president Andrew Powell will officially take his oath of office this morning at a meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees. That meeting started 5 minutes ago. Powell, who was elected in a runoff against Emilio Vicente in February, says he plans to address student affordability in his speech to the trustees.
Affordability is a big challenge, particularly for public institutions now. Over the past few years, we've seen the economic realities of the day require a cutback in funding for a lot of public institutions. Carolina has been hit pretty hard by those cutbacks, and as a result, we've seen tuition increases for in-state and out-of-state students. Coupled with that, you have increasing numbers of student debt, as well as many students who are struggling to get jobs after graduation.
Powell told WCHL that he's recently been over to Raleigh, the General Assembly, to meet with state representatives and to present some student concerns about budget cuts to the entire UNC system.
This is something where we really are seeing the impact in our life as students. Students struggling to get into courses that they need, students struggling to graduate on time on the basis of not being able to get those courses.
The full board meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees is taking place right now. It started at 8 o'clock in the Hill Ballroom at the Carolina Inn. WCHL News Director Rand Northam is there to cover it, and we'll have complete details coming up later on in the day in the afternoon and evening news with Aaron Keck on WCHL. By the way, UNC Chancellor Carol Folt also scheduled to speak today. You can view the full agenda at WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Dean Jack Boger, the UNC School of Law, is stepping down from that position after 9 years. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with Boger recently about his decision.
I guess I'm most proud of keeping our ship moving in the right direction, if you would, during some very difficult times for American law schools. We have an important mission to keep public legal education affordable, and by relative standards, we're still doing that.
John Charles Boger, who goes by the first name Jack, will leave behind an impressive legacy of accomplishments when he steps down as dean of the UNC Law School in about 14 months. He's overseen the hiring of around 35 new faculty members over the past 8 years. Even in light of big state government cuts to UNC, Boger thinks the law school should be able to sustain that level of faculty for at least a decade to come, thanks to careful planning.
We've been very careful in thinking about how to make those expansions, and right now I think we can sustain that. We've hired a lot of people in at younger levels, salary levels that are lower than those, of course, of senior professors, and that's an advantage for a while.
One notable curriculum change Boger implemented in 2011 was a research and writing program for first-year students.
We had heard widely from alumni and others that law students, not just Carolina law students, but law students generally, were graduating without as strong skills in writing, without as much familiarity with the special kinds of writings that lawyers do.
To address that issue, the school added 6 or 7 faculty members dedicated to working with first-year students on their legal writing skills. Under Boger's leadership, the UNC School of Law implemented grant incentives for professors who created courses that gave students hands-on experience. Boger graduated from UNC Law School in 1974. He went on to work at the New York Supreme Court Appellate Division, as well as a prestigious New York firm. Beginning in the late 1970s, he gravitated more towards civil rights work and lent his talents to the NAACP and the Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Boger joined UNC's law faculty in 1990. When civil rights hero Dr. Julius Chambers retired as Chancellor of North Carolina Central University in 2001, he was invited by Dr. Gene Nickel, who was dean of the UNC Law School at the time, to start a center for civil rights. Boger, an old friend of Chambers, was chosen as his deputy director.
It was really one of the high points of my professional life.
Boger's timing and his decision to return to teaching has led some to wonder if it has anything to do with a recent controversy involving Nickel. Nickel, who currently teaches constitutional law and federal jurisdiction at UNC, is also the director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity. He's also a columnist for the News and Observer. Last October, one of Nickel's jabs at North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory angered some of the governor's supporters, and one of them was Ed McMahon, who's on the UNC Board of Governors. Boger dismisses the notion that pressure from conservative groups has anything to do with his decision to step down.
The Dean Nickel controversy is like one of many controversies I've had as dean. It exerts some pressures on the school, but maybe 5% of the pressure that I feel as a dean, not 50%. So that really didn't factor into the decision at all.
With a capital campaign coming up soon, Boger says he figured he should step down before it was time to start courting donors. He says it's more appropriate to leave that to his successor.
Well, I'm 8 years in to what would otherwise be a 10-year deanship. And so the question is, do I step down after another year, after 9 years or after 10? Well, the capital campaign is likely to get started about a year from now. So either I do a year's of it and singing the key of G, and then in comes somebody else who'd like to sing in the key of A flat, and that's awkward to do.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
The North Carolina legislature has received a lot of criticism for its cuts to public education, adding pressure to the local government's efforts to support its schools. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board has requested $3.8 million in local money, including $750,000 more in renovations. If the Orange County manager doesn't meet their budget request, the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system will have a $2.7 million shortfall, leading to first-round proposed reductions in gifted specialist positions and central office staff members. An additional $2 million in cuts affects students more directly through reductions in media assistants in schools, high school theater classes, elementary teacher assistants, and more gifted specialists. Jeff Hall, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough PTA Council, says it's important for the commissioners to pick up the slack in funding caused by changes in the state budget, a job that needs to be done quickly and creatively.
I have a third grader who was identified as gifted. I don't want to see her lose a gifted specialist in her school that will meet her needs, that will help her develop as a child. There's nothing on this list that is okay.
Governor Pat McCrory's new $21 billion proposed budget includes $263 million towards increasing teachers' pay in upcoming years, an amount many educators, like Culbreth Middle School teacher Chuck Hennessy, find unrealistic.
In a Republican legislature who has thus far not worked with him, they are not going to approve more taxes in order to get the budget that they need. Is he truly ignorant of what the real state of education in our state is?
With many North Carolina teachers working multiple jobs and applying for public assistance, it's a clear indication of a lack in public education, even here in Orange County. Here is Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze.
Teacher assistants, the media assistants, the theater techs, the remainder of the gifted specialist positions that we had initially brought forward, all those will have a direct impact on the classroom and a direct impact on the services we're providing kids.
The Orange County Commissioner's proposed budget includes a total $92.3 million in school spending, a $3 million increase in last year's amount. That's nearly half of their total budget for the two school systems. The board will have to balance the delicate weight in order to best fund both districts, even with the budget increases. The Orange County School Board is requesting $1.96 million more from the commissioners. May as well go ahead and say $2 million. That is a 5.7% increase.
I absolutely believe in their ability and find a way to fully fund both Orange County Schools and Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools for the upcoming year. And we need them to do that now more than ever.
The Orange County Commissioners will host a couple of public hearings on the budget tonight and a week from tonight. The final budget will be adopted by June 17th. No question they have a tough job. To hear the complete discussion, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Orange County Commissioners will also formally vote to appoint a new county manager tonight. Bonnie Hammersley will be appointed to replace Frank Clifton, who resigned last fall. She'll take over from interim county manager Michael Taubert at the end of June. The state Senate wants North Carolina to begin issuing the first permits to explore underground for natural gas using the process called fracking as soon as next summer. The chamber gave initial approval yesterday to legislation that refines further the path for the state to attract energy exploration companies interested in potential gas deposits in North Carolina. The bill would remove the 2012 moratorium blocking permits until a state regulatory commission created the rules. Those rules are entering their final development stages, but not complete now. The legislation says permits could be issued starting July of 2015. Senators supporting this legislation argue that it's time for the state to finally reap the benefits of jobs and revenues from fracking with state-of-the-art regulations. Opponents, however, say more time is needed to ensure that our drinking water and communities are protected. The North Carolina House passed a tax bill that includes provisions for electronic cigarettes. The bill, which passed by an 84-29 vote yesterday with very little discussion, takes the nicotine liquid in e-cigarettes at 5 cents per milliliter, much lower than the 45-cent tax on a pack of cigarettes. The bill also caps the rate at which municipalities can tax businesses at $100 per year, but allows more kinds of businesses to be taxed. The authority of counties to collect similar privilege taxes would be repealed. The bill also changes a 2013 law creating a combined 6.75% tax on admission to live events and allows state fairs and state attractions to be taxed as well. This bill, of course, obviously gives more power to Raleigh and less to our local governments. The bill now goes to the Senate. The North Carolina House has passed a bill that would classify 16 and 17-year-olds as juveniles in court for committing misdemeanor offenses. After a lengthy discussion on Wednesday, the Young Offenders Rehabilitation Act passed by a 77-39 vote. The bill would also establish an advisory committee to create new civil citation processes for juveniles who are charged with misdemeanor crimes. There was extensive discussion of this bill, particularly on an amendment that would exempt gang members and gang crimes. In the version that passed, 16 and 17-year-olds would be exempt from juvenile status if they are gang members and their crime was related to gang activity. That bill now heads to the Senate. If you're planning on doing some traveling this weekend, be careful. Gas prices are expected to climb close to $2.63 a gallon. That's 20 cents higher than at this time last year, while a record high of nearly 980,000 North Carolina drivers will be traveling by automobile this Memorial Day weekend. Despite those rising prices, but that's not why I'm saying be careful. There's another factor drivers should watch out for on the road this weekend. Those traveling should be on the lookout for gas stations that sell E15 gasoline. That's a form of fuel that contains 15% ethanol made from corn in order to reduce dependence on fossil fuels in the United States. Manager of Public Affairs for AAA Carolinas, Tom Crosby.
Only 5% of the vehicles today are approved for using E15.
Crosby warns about the risks that could result from using E15 in vehicles that are not equipped for it.
It can damage your engine. It can invalidate your catalytic converter. Many manufacturers will void the warranty that you have if you use E15.
Those driving, especially to locations out of state, are advised by Crosby and AAA Carolinas to check service station pumps carefully and consult the owner's manual for their particular vehicle to confirm that they're using the correct fuel. Again, E15 could be harmful to your car. For more on this story, you can read it on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Five Guys, Burgers and Fries. Not a lot of trouble that's out of the ordinary today. Some backups out on I-40 this morning, particularly around the intersection of 15501 and also Highway 54. And going as far as South Point, a little bit slow this morning on I-40 eastbound, but basically no unusual problems to report this morning. If you spot anything out of the ordinary that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. Let us know what you see, and we'll pass along the word. Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys at Minamont Village. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Glass Half Full. It is 71 degrees right now, the beginning of a really warm day. Nice, but really hot. Partly sunny, 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, about 93 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance for showers and the low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day. Slight chance of rain, not as warm. High tomorrow in the low 80s. And it looks like a great Memorial Day weekend coming up.
All day and all night. 97.9 FM WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM WCHL and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Time for news around town on WCHL. The Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce's 2014 leadership class will host a casino night Thursday, June 5th, to benefit the Arc of Orange County and Community Home Trust. The event will include casino games, a sighted auction, raffle, live entertainment, and food. Tickets are $30 apiece. The event will run from 7 to 10 p.m. on Thursday, June 5th, at the Franklin Hotel in downtown Chapel Hill. If you'd like to find out more, you can visit the Chamber's website, carolinachamber.org. The town of Chapel Hill is hosting a public information meeting on Tuesday to present the process for submitting proposals for the potential sale of selected town-owned properties. Six different properties will be discussed, including the old town hall at 100 West Rosemary Street. It was once the police station right there at the corner of Rosemary and Columbia Street. And also the former Sport Arts building at 2200 Homestead Road. That meeting will take place at the Chapel Hill Public Library beginning at 6 p.m. That's news around town. Go to our website to get details on all of our news around town stories and all of our stories in general. Chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. It's really an uphill battle now for your Carolina baseball team. The seventh-seeded North Carolina baseball team dropped its opening game of pool play in the ACC tournament by a score of 7-1 last night. They lost to second seed Florida State at New Bridge Bank Park in Greensboro. With that loss, the Tar Heels fell to 33-24 on the season. Seminoles improved to 42-14 with the victory. Starting FSU pitcher Billy Strode tossed six shutout innings to stymie the Carolina offense. Taylor Cherry was struggling, meanwhile, to hold the Seminoles' offense at bay. Seminoles scored four runs in the fourth to seize control of the game. Tar Heels avoided a shutout late by getting on the board in the seventh inning thanks to Alex Rayburn's RBI single that knocked in Landon Lassiter. Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston entered the game in relief duty for Florida State and secured the final nine outs against Carolina to give Strode his second win of the season. It doesn't get any easier for the Tar Heels. Next up is a Friday night meeting with third seed Virginia at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. You'll hear it right here on WCHL. Head coach Mike Fox says Benton Moss is expected to start things off on the mound for the Tar Heels against the Virginia Cavaliers. Tar Heels, as I said, have a tough road to hoe in the ACC tournament, but they hope certainly that they've done enough to get an invitation into the NCAA postseason play. Brandon Gold hit a two-run single in the eighth to help Georgia Tech rally past top seed Miami 6-3 in the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. Ninth-seeded Yellow Jackets had to beat Wake Forest in Tuesday's elimination round, just like North Carolina had to beat North Carolina State to reach pool play. And Yellow Jackets trailed 3-1 against the Hurricanes yesterday, but they scored a couple of runs in the seventh to tie it up and then added an insurance run in the ninth on Matt Gonzalez's RBI single. Georgia Tech will face fourth-seeded Duke on Thursday in Pool A. And it's later today, of course, while Miami will face the number 5 seed, Clemson. Seems like the NCAA can't possibly hold the Final Four in men's lacrosse. Not lately, anyway, not without Duke. The defending national champion and top-seeded Blue Devils are 15-3 on the season. They're in the national semifinals for the eighth straight year, and they will play fifth-seeded Denver on Saturday in Baltimore. Attack man Cal Keenan says the players, quoting here, blindly follow the coaches because we know how to get it done. Coach John Donowski, the first coach to reach the Final Four in each of his first eight seasons at a school, any school, took over the program from Mike Pressler in July of 2006 when three players faced rape allegations. that, of course, as we know, turned out to be false. His first Duke team reached the NCAA title game in 2007, starting a run of success that continues. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
When is your preferred start for Carolina football? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Everyone has his or her favorite time for a Tar Heel home football game. Some people may even like the dreaded noon kickoffs so they can get the game over with and spend the rest of the day either partying in Chapel Hill or getting the hell out of Dodge. TV has that slot, so someone has to play in it. Most coaches like the traditional 1 or 2 o'clock kick because that's when Saturday afternoon football was played before television took over the game. Enough time to tailgate and then enough time to have a decent dinner that night after the Heels either win or lose. Unfortunately, TV has made that time almost extinct. Here is how television has taken control of football. The time slots begin at noon and belong to the mediocre matchups of the day. In the ACC, that means the Raycom game between, say, a Wake Forest and a Duke before the Blue Devils got so good. The Tar Heels have been in enough noon games in recent years to pretty much kill the lunch business in Chapel Hill and leave Keenan noticeably empty until enough fans find their way over to fill up most of the silver seats. The 3:30 start is usually for a network broadcast, ABC in the ACC and CBS in the Southeastern Conference. This is generally the second best matchup of the day, a Florida State versus a Carolina, if the Tar Heels are any good that season. This may be the preferred kickoff time for most fans who can spend a leisurely day lunching or tailgating and getting amply liquored up for the game that begins under sunny skies and ends under the lights. The night has taken over the best games, like in the SEC when no matter the venue, some 90,000 thoroughly imbibed fans are filling a stadium from Knoxville to Baton Rouge for a headliner on ESPN. On occasion, an over-the-air network will show Notre Dame at Southern Cal beginning at 8 Eastern Time. UNC's two opening opponents this fall are so innocuous that the school probably had some say in selecting 6 p.m. for Liberty on August 30th over ESPN3, which is an online telecast, and 8 o'clock the next week against San Diego State on ESPN News, which is the least watch of the ESPN stations. Not the favorite times for local merchants, missing the after-game traffic, but best for privileged patrons of the Blue Zone, who will actually sit in their seats instead of baking for a quarter and then heading inside to eat, drink, and watch on a flat screen. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is the official sponsor of Fountain Drink Season. Celebrate with an ice-cold Cruisers Fountain Drink today. Made with 100% filtered water and served at 34 degrees over their famous chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great and only 79 cents every day. Save at Cruisers Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Briar Creek, and Powell Place all month long with special prices on Fountain Drink Combos. $1.99 with an all-beef hot dog or king-size candy. $1.49 with a Frito-Lay chip or Mrs. Freshly's snack cake. Cruisers. Good to go.
Concerts? Check. Outdoor movies? Check. Fresh and local goods? Check and check. Chapel Hill's new old neighborhood, Southern Village, has every ingredient for your perfect Southern summer. And guess what? Good times are cooking. Our farmers market takes place every Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 and the Sunday at 6 p.m. We welcome American folk duet Dana and Susan Robinson as part of our annual Sunday music series on the Village Green. So come have yourself a real Southern summer for free. Visit southernvillage.com for more information.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Good morning, it is 827 at WCHL. That's reminding you that we broadcast on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and 24/7. And you can also stream our broadcast on our website at chapelbrew.com any time of the day, from wherever you are in the world. That's why we have listeners in Jamaica, England, all kinds of places, because people have so many connections to Chapel Hill and UNC, and they want to stay in touch with what's happening right here in our community. If you're one of those listeners listening from afar, glad to have you. And if you're right here in our town, no matter where you are, you can stream it, chapelbro.com. We're always there for you. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, in just a couple of minutes now, we'll take a quick look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather and another look at WCHL local news, including the story of what's happening with the UNC Board of Trustees.
Imagine a life free from cigarettes. Would you have more energy, more money, more breath? Renee can.
I really have a lot more freedom now without being chained to the cigarette.
It takes practice to become tobacco-free. At UNC Family Medicine, our tobacco treatment specialists coach you through the process. People like Renee who utilize our nicotine dependence program know how powerful support can be. Join the team by calling 966-0210 or visit uncfamilymedicine.org.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz, host of the WCHL Morning News here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. And just one pint of blood can help save up to 3 lives. You can do your part at the 26th Annual Carolina Blood Drive. Join me and the American Red Cross June 3rd from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Dean Smith Center. Visit unc.edu/blood or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Let's save lives the Carolina way.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It's 8:30, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought from Honda of South Point. It is 71 degrees, mostly sunny today, slight chance of rain later on in the day. High today in the low 90s. Get ready for the heat. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, more of the same, except not as warm. Tomorrow's high in the low 80s, about 10 degrees cooler. I like that better. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-540 at the 751 exit.
Chapelbro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, chapelbro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. A decade ago in Southern California, a 15-year-old girl disappeared. Now officials say a man had kidnapped her and held her against her will.
He had control of her life.
That's Santa Ana Police Corporal Anthony Bertagna.
He changed her name, usually the middle name, date of birth, so they could get married.
Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The victim, who is now 25, says she was taken from her family's home at the age of 15. The man who allegedly took her, 41-year-old Isidro Garcia, had been living with the victim's family and had been dating her mother. The victim says she was repeatedly sexually assaulted by Garcia, forced into marriage, and in 2012 had a child with him.
The woman and the suspect did not arouse suspicion, according to this neighbor in Bell Gardens, California.
She always seems happy, and he always makes good parties for her. Yeah, he was a really quiet man, and he always say hi to everyone.
After she found her sister on Facebook, the woman contacted police. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's a beautiful day, lots of sunshine today, slight chance of rain, hot, high today in the low 90s. I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL 832. He's been on the job for almost 2 months already, but UNC Student Body President Andrew Powell officially takes his oath of office today at a meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees that's going on right now. Powell, who was elected in a runoff against Emilio Vicente back in February, says he plans to address student affordability in today's speech to the trustees.
Affordability is a big challenge, particularly for public institutions now. Over the past few years, we've seen the economic realities of the day require a cutback in funding for a lot of public institutions. Carolina has been hit pretty hard by those cutbacks, and as a result, we've seen tuition increases for in-state and out-of-state students. Coupled with that, you have increasing numbers of student debt, as well as many students who are struggling to get jobs after graduation.
Once again, that is new UNC Student Body President Andrew Powell. He told WCHL that he's recently been over to Raleigh to the General Assembly to meet with state representatives and to present some student concerns about budget cuts to the UNC system.
This is something where we really are seeing the impact in our life as students. Students struggling to get into courses that they need, students struggling to graduate on time on the basis of not being able to get those courses.
The full board meeting of the UNC Board of Trustees is taking place right now. It started at 8 o'clock in the Hill Ballroom of the Carolina Inn. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt also scheduled to speak. Rand Northam is there covering it for WCHL. You'll hear details coming up later on in the day on the afternoon and evening news with Aaron Keck here on WCHL. You can view the full agenda of today's meeting and all of our news stories, in fact, at our website, chapelboro.com. Dean Jack Boger of the UNC School of Law is stepping down now from that position after 9 years. WCHL's Danny Hooley spoke with Dean Boger recently about why he made this decision.
I guess I'm most proud of keeping our ship moving in the right direction, if you would, during some very difficult times for American law schools. We have an important mission to keep public legal education affordable, and by relative standards, we're still doing that.
John Charles Boger, who goes by the first name Jack, will leave behind an impressive legacy of accomplishments when he steps down as dean of the UNC Law School in about 14 months. He's overseen the hiring of around 35 new faculty members over the past 8 years. Even in light of big state government cuts to UNC, Boger thinks the law school should be able to sustain that level of faculty for at least a decade to come, thanks to careful planning.
We've been very careful in thinking about how to make those expansions, and right now I think we can sustain that. We've hired a lot of people in at younger levels, salary levels that are lower than those, of course, of senior professors, and that's an advantage for a while.
One notable curriculum change Boger implemented in 2011 was a research and writing program for first-year students.
We had heard widely from alumni and others that law students, not just Carolina law students, but law students generally, were graduating without as strong skills in writing, without as much familiarity with the special kinds of writings that lawyers do.
To address that issue, the school added 6 or 7 faculty members dedicated to working with first-year students on their legal writing skills. Under Boger's leadership, the UNC School of Law implemented grant incentives for professors who created courses that gave students hands-on experience. Boger graduated from UNC Law School in 1974. He went on to work at the New York Supreme Court Appellate Division, as well as a prestigious New York firm. Beginning in the late 1970s, he gravitated more towards civil rights work and lent his talents to the NAACP and the Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Boger joined UNC's law faculty in 1990. When civil rights hero Dr. Julius Chambers retired as Chancellor of North Carolina Central University in 2001, he was invited by Dr. Gene Nickel, who was dean of the UNC Law School at the time, to start a center for civil rights. Boger, an old friend of Chambers, was chosen as his deputy director.
It was really one of the high points of my professional life.
Boger's timing and his decision to return to teaching has led some to wonder if it has anything to do with a recent controversy involving Nickel. Nickel, who currently teaches constitutional law and federal jurisdiction at UNC, is also the director of the Center on Poverty, Work, and Opportunity. He's also a columnist for the News and Observer. Last October, one of Nickel's jabs at North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory angered some of the governor's supporters, and one of them was Ed McMahon, who's on the UNC Board of Governors. Boger dismisses the notion that pressure from conservative groups has anything to do with his decision to step down.
The Gene Nickel controversy is like one of many controversies I've had as dean. It exerts some pressures on the school, but maybe 5% of the pressure that I feel as a dean, not 50%. So that really didn't factor into the decision at all.
With a capital campaign coming up soon, Boger says he figured he should step down before it was time to start courting donors. He says it's more appropriate to leave that to his successor.
Well, I'm 8 years in to what would otherwise be a 10-year deanship. And so the question is, do I step down after another year, after 9 years or after 10. Well, a capital campaign is likely to get started about a year from now. So either I do a year's of it and sing in the key of G, and then in comes somebody else who'd like to sing in the key of A flat, and that's awkward to do.
For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners will meet tonight to formally appoint a new county manager. Bonnie Hammersley will be appointed to replace Frank Clifton, who resigned last fall. Hammersley will take over from interim county manager Michael Talbert at the end of June. The state Senate wants North Carolina to begin issuing the first permits to explore underground for natural gas using the process called fracking as soon as next summer. That actually means hydraulic fracturing, but everybody calls it fracking. The chamber gave initial approval on Wednesday to legislation that refines further the path for the state to attract energy exploration companies interested in potential gas deposits. The bill would remove the 2012 moratorium blocking permits until a state regulatory commission created the rules. Those rules are entering their final development stages now. The legislation says permits could be issued as early as July of 2015. Senators supporting the legislation argued it's time for the state to finally reap the benefits of jobs and revenues from fracking with state-of-the-art regulations. Opponents, however, say more time is needed to ensure drinking water and communities are protected. They have more concerns about the environment. Federal forecasters are expected to predict a slower-than-usual hurricane season this year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will release today the agency's outlook for the six-month storm season that starts June 1st. Forecasters got it all wrong last year when they predicted an unusually busy hurricane season. There were just 13 named storms, an unusually low number, and two hurricanes, both of them a Category 1 hurricane, and no major hurricanes with winds over 110 miles per hour. Colorado State University researchers have forecast 9 named storms this year, with just 3 expected to become hurricanes and 1 major storm. Officials will also roll out high-resolution maps that will show people where to expect storm surge. New York City officials will announce a new hurricane preparedness initiative. Coming up on WCHL, Wes Hare talks about the things that we could do here in our local community if so much of our money did not go to wars. That's today's commentary, in the way. That'll be followed by What You're Saying on the Street. And we have some conversations there about our Chapel Hill transit buses. We went out and find out how folks feel about their local transit service. And we're going to talk to Zach Godwin about what's happening in the Twitter world. That is on the way next.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
You gotta get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point. Civic is the first car in its class to earn IIHS's Top Safety Pick Plus Award. And right now, you can drive one for just $159 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get a Civic at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Civic Sedan LX Automatic, $159 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year. $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, titles, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl.
This is Ron Stutz. We recognize hometown heroes every day, Monday through Friday, here on WCHL, sponsored by Performance Auto Mall. All this month, our hometown heroes will be moms. Actually, moms, grandmothers, daughters, those who are moms in one way or another, who also do good things in our community. Since Mother's Day is this month, they deserve some special recognition. Listen for lots of words of praise coming from those people who nominated them. Each mom we talk about will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at South Point in Eastgate. And one of our people doing the nominating will get a special prize package, including a D-Pack VIP prize pack with tickets to see Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, free parking, and a dinner gift card. It's our special Moms Month to recognize moms who are hometown heroes right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Another great mom. We're going to salute coming up in just a few minutes here on WCHL. 842 at WCHL, and Zach Godwin is here from chapelbro.com. He's the main mover and shaker over there, who makes all kinds of things happen. And, you know, it's a very busy place. Right now he's sitting at the Twitter desk, and I can't wait to find out what folks are tweeting about today.
Well, I've got an inspirational story from our community about a teacher named Vivian Connell.
Oh, I know Vivian Connell. She's been a WCHL hometown hero. She's a remarkable one.
Well, I believe it after reading this story.
Yeah.
She's an ESL support teacher at Phoenix Academy High School and Chapel Hill High School,
mm-hmm.
and she was diagnosed with ALS in March.
Yep.
And a friend of hers recommended that she take that, you know, life-changing, terrible diagnosis and make a positive about it. Mm-hmm. So she took to Facebook and asked to raise $20,000 to take a group of students to Washington, D.C. to go to the Holocaust Museum and teach them about that. She's spent a summer up there and has become certified to teach about Holocaust studies. And it's obviously very important to her. And through Facebook, she raised over $30,000 to take a group of kids up there. I want to say it was about 20 kids.
Yep.
And she was just able to go up there. They actually raised enough money to stay an extra night and see some other sites up in Washington. And they even brought in a 90-year-old Holocaust survivor named Esther Letterman, who's 90 years old. She was 15, living in Poland when Adolf Hitler invaded the country in 1939.
That must have been really powerful.
And so, you know, this woman who's 90 now remembers being these kids' age when she was, you know, having to deal with these things and is able to talk to these kids about it.
What an educational experience.
Yeah, just an amazing experience. And it, you know, it's one of those things that came from such a, I mean, a terrible diagnosis. You know, the ALS is, there's no cure for it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not a good thing, but
I've talked to Vivian Connell about this at length, and she is so dedicated to making a real impact on the world in the time that she has, and she is really inspiring. Just to be around her is inspiring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know she's been a hometown hero, and I just thought it was important to share her story even more, that share this, you know, this great thing she's doing.
Yeah, some people have a lot of courage. And she's one
absolutely
of them, that's for sure. Hey, listen, I know that a lot of people also are probably tweeting about the American Idol winner last night.
They are, and I didn't feel qualified to discuss that.
Well, I watched the finale last night. Caleb Johnson, a guy from North Carolina.
He is from North Carolina. Do you know where?
From Asheville.
Asheville.
Yeah, I mean, he is a rocker, man. He is really good. He performed last night with Kiss, and he's got a heck of a voice.
I watched American Idol for one season with Ran when we were in college. We would get together every Tuesday and watch it.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I've watched it.
Well, this guy is really talented. He's not the best looking guy in the world. He's not the person I thought would win, but he did. And, you know, I'm really happy because the right person won. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's good for a voice to win it over a face.
Exactly. Yeah, look for Caleb. He's going to make a big impact, I think. I think he's going to be a big success.
Good.
Hey, listen, thanks a lot. If somebody wants to tweet us about anything, how do they do that?
Just reach us at Chapelboro or at WCHL.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for keeping us up to date on everything going on with the social media and everything else you do. And we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
8:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Again, I sing. War, war. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Good God, y'all. Listen to me. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Here we go again. Memorial Day. Can you imagine a world without war? There will be memorials across the U.S. of A., and we, the Orange County Peace Coalition, have commemorated and mourned the victims of war through gatherings at the Carrboro Farmers Market Gazebo ever since 09/11. Now, 13 years later, we are moving to Extraordinary Ventures in Chapel Hill and imagining a world without war. We will view and discuss a video which challenges us to dare, to dream, and to believe peaceful solutions could really happen. While we are imagining this, we will listen to Senator Ellie Kinnaird and try to reflect and act on what could be done in Orange County if the war dollars could instead be spent here on health, education, human services, better school support, and on and on and on. We will hear a proclamation from Mayor Mark and sign petitions to our political leaders seeking their support, courage, wisdom, and serious actions to reduce the war machine and reallocate the resources to what our community and all human communities need. Again, I sing, with apologies to Edwin Starr, now resting in peace. War, war, what is it good for? Listen to me, absolutely nothing. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Princess Streeter. Thousands of residents and visitors of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and UNC use the Chapel Hill Transit System daily. So we took to the streets to hear your thoughts on its routes and reliability.
Marshall Mann, Chapel Hill. Previous to living in Chapel Hill, I lived in Durham, and I found the Chapel Hill bus drivers have a lot more class.
Silas, Chapel Hill. Yeah, that would really be bad because work's been a lot real scarce, you know what I mean? And we benefit by being able to ride the bus. It's pretty dependable. It helps a lot of people other than just the students.
Mindy Brown, Chapel Hill. The easier with it being a free system right now, which is very convenient. It helps me out with work and whatnot. It's great. I don't have any problem with it all whatsoever.
Stephen Smith, Chapel Hill. It wouldn't affect it too much unless it was too costly to ride, meaning, you know, if it costs me more than $20 a week, I value the fact that it's free. I mean, I've had all good experiences with it. My bus route is one that ends around 7 o'clock, so I guess I'd want my route to stay open later, but it's good enough to where I use it instead of riding my bike, even though I have a nice bike.
How would you be affected if Chapel Hill Transit implemented a fare to ride its buses?
Marcia Green in Chapel Hill. I'm a student too, so it's like it's easier to get around, but then like when I have to go to like Durham and Raleigh, you know, you have to have money, so it's kind of get hard sometimes. I don't like that though. I don't like that. I mean, overall, kind of a good experience. I thought bus drivers are pretty nice. It's different from like Durham and Raleigh.
Timothy Eubanks, Chapel Hill. I mean, actually, it's been pretty good to me, you know, being that the buses were free. So I wouldn't mind, you know, contributing to getting back and forth to work. Oh, it's been great. They're always on time, and they run around 15 every 20 minutes. It's been a good experience.
Siobhan Rodriguez, Chapel Hill. It would really hurt me. It really would, because I've got small children. And more than likely, you know, if they charge one, they're going to charge at least something for the other ones. So far, I can't give them no bad record. I really can't. My experiences have been really, really good. You know, it's got air conditioning. It takes me where I need to go. And pretty much if I have a question or something, somebody can answer it for me. They've been very helpful to me. And I would hate for them to start charging because then I couldn't ride it like I do.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
The Kennedy Dental Group has been practicing in Chapel Hill for more than 20 years and prides itself on being a community-based business. Dr. Jeff Kennedy encourages everyone to enjoy one of the walking trails behind their new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street, across from Eastgate Shopping Center. The Kennedy Dental Group not only cares about your oral health, but your overall well-being, and is happy to make their ecological environment accessible to all citizens of Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Park for free behind their offices and enjoy the surroundings.
My house is really spent. Every inch of it is low rent. No class, I'm such a nerd. It's time to call Cedarburg. It just really makes good sense. 30 years experience. Call the man with means and the dream team, Bill Cedarburg.
For more information, go to CedarburgKitchens.com.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you very much, Freddie. It is 8:51 at WCHL. Listen for Freddie Kiger's trivia quiz every morning at about 10 minutes until 7 right here on WCHL. And in case you don't know, Tar Heels lost last night at the hands of Florida State in the ACC tournament in Greensboro. It is now quite an uphill battle for your Carolina baseball team, losing for the first time in the pool play of the tournament. They lost 7-1 last night, almost shut out, finally scored a run in the seventh inning, and it was just a really tough one to absorb. Tar Heels now 33-24 on this season. Doesn't get any easier, because next up for the Tar Heels is a Friday night meeting with third-seeded Virginia at 7 p.m. Of course, we'll have that for you right here on WCHL. Head coach Mike Fox says Benton Moss is expected to go on the mound to start for the Tar Heels against the Cavaliers. Interesting thing about last night's game, Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston came into the game in relief duty for Florida State and secured the final 9 outs to give Strode his second win of the season. We know that guy has an arm. Must have been really weird facing Jameis Winston on the mound. And Tar Heels now hoping that, you know, of course, to do well in the ACC tournament, although it is going to be tough, but also hoping that they've done enough to get into the NCAA tournament. They won't find out about that until after this tournament is over. And let's wish the Tar Heels good luck. Last season, they went all the way to the College World Series. This season, it's been kind of a struggle. But, you know, I got confidence in Mike Fox and the Tar Heels, and hopefully they can keep it together here at the end of the season.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is celebrating Memorial Day all month long. While we realize affordability is of paramount importance, we also know very well that reputation is even more important. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Eric had to say about his performance experience.
The staff were extremely helpful and more than willing to go the extra mile to help us in any way. They communicated regularly with us to ensure that they were doing everything they could to make our experience the best possible. Overall, a wonderful experience.
Now that's a wow. Everyone saves during our Memorial Day all month long event. You'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru, plus pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. And don't forget about our service centers. Check out the Memorial Day road trip special that includes an oil change, car wash, and 27-point inspection for a wow value. That's the performance promise. Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
854 at WCHL. Remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? Actually, it's a term today. It's two words. What is the word or what is the term? Call me, tell me what it means, spell it correctly, and define it, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all courtesy of Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Angela Davis Kinsey is today's WCHL Hometown Hero, another very special mom. She was nominated by Pam Friedman. And Pam, thanks for letting us know about Angela.
Oh, thank you. It's very exciting to be able to nominate her. I think sometimes that people who are busy being moms may not get the recognition they deserve. So it's a great thing to do.
Angela has, not only is she a mom herself, but she also does some great things in the community. Tell us about that.
She works with the LA2 League, and she has for many years now, and that is helping mothers with breastfeeding, but it also goes a little bit further in that it helps with mothering and helping moms to know what's normal and what's not, the support, the mother-to-mother support, and making moms feel good about themselves and helping with questions.
Well, I understand that she has plenty of wisdom from which to draw since she is the mother of five herself.
This is true. She has three daughters, ages, let's see, 15 to, oh my goodness, one-year-old? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's about, yeah. So three girls and two boys, and I've been privileged to know all of them except the oldest one from birth and the oldest one I met when she was three. So I've known Angela and worked with her for a very long time.
Well, Angela also put together these monthly meetings at La Leche League. And what goes on at these meetings?
It's a very open format. So she usually starts off with a topic that we could all discuss to get to know each other. And then questions, burning questions, we call them, that moms may have come with, just not sure if things are working right with breastfeeding, and getting feedback from not only Angela, but Angela helping every mom network with each other so they get support too.
And she also provides help by telephone.
She certainly does, yes. So she is available by phone anytime, 24/7. She takes calls for moms who need help. And I know it's more than once that she has gotten a call in the middle of the night with a crying baby on the other end. And by the end of the conversation, mom and baby are both happier.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, Pam, it sounds as if you've known Angela for a long, long time. You certainly know her well, and she's certainly deserving of a hometown hero recognition. Thank you for letting us know about her.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, WCHL, for doing this. It's great.
Pam Friedman, who nominated Angela Davis Kinsey as today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Walt Mack. Oh, buddy Walt Mack called in here with the word of the day from Wayne Pond. It's actually two words, Pandora's Box, P-A-N-D-O-R-A apostrophe S, Box, B-O-X. And it's supposedly, you know, all the box you open up and we get all these things that normally evil come out of the world, and greed and lust and everything else, you know, that Pandora supposedly was the first human created by the Greek gods. That's according to Wayne. And Walt Mack gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thank you so much for the calls.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Summertime is upon us, and your friends at Glass Half Full Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Wine Shop invite you to enjoy lunch or dinner outdoors on our beautiful garden patio. As the season changes, so does our menu and wine selection. Glasses of copper-colored rosés shine beside fresh spring greens, fragrant herbs, and crisp new vegetables from the farmer's market. And our pitchers of icy-cold sangria return. Patio weather is here. Come enjoy at Glass Half Full.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's half off. $20 of delicious food and drinks, available now for $10. The Triangle's oldest brewery is open every day for lunch, dinner, and late night, and offers local beef burgers, hand-cut fries, and fun appetizers. New for the summer is a Triple S Lager, a full-flavored Vienna-style lager perfect for hot Carolina summers. It's half off from Carolina Brewery in Chapel Hill. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You're going to be able to feel the heat coming off the street. Partly sunny today, slight chance of showers and thunder showers. Our high today in the low 90s. Dickie's Barbecue Cupid in Durham, next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at Dickies.com.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Zettapani. The defense ministry in Moscow says planes and trains have started ferrying Russian troops away from the tense border with eastern Ukraine. CBS's Terry Schultz has the initial reaction from NATO headquarters in Brussels.
NATO chief Anders Fogh Rasmussen says in a carefully worded statement, there's been